Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome once again to the Steve Jones Show. Counting down to the Super Bowl, and Tuesday, Steve will be at the Super Bowl, as a matter of fact, for Media Day from 3 to 5 here on WKOK and the WKOK app, so make sure you're listening for that. He'll interview some of the guys involved in the Super Bowl that were once a Penn State Nittany Lion. The forecast, by the way, for the Super Bowl right now is 25 degrees and no snow. I have to admit, I am slightly disappointed. 25 degrees is good, but part of me was really hoping for a little bit of snow or something. I mean, let's face it. We know this is never going to happen again. And wouldn't it be fun to watch the Super Bowl in a snowstorm?
It's 18 degrees out right now. It stinks out there, okay?
I'm not denying that, but I said I wouldn't mind watching the Super Bowl in a snowstorm, not being at the Super Bowl in a snowstorm. There's a difference.
It's stinks out there. Last night, Dick and I walked into the Jordan Center. It was 12 degrees. It was one of those nights where it felt like it went through you like a knife. And you're over there going, I hope it snows and it's 5.
I said 25 is nice, but I would like a little bit of snow. Well, it's nice to know that Coach Franklin now has a full coaching staff because he announced it today, so I'm assuming that means it's a full coaching staff.
Yes, it's a full coaching staff. But we confirmed that for you already.
Yes, but now it's official.
Okay.
Not like I don't trust you or anything like that.
I think we've given a lot of great info on this show about what's been going on and not going on. How about that?
To say the least, I agree with that.
So we're going to hear from a lot of the participants today. How about that?
Okay.
Figure that'd be a good way to go about it, hearing from as many as possible, working our way through the show today. From the new coordinators, your first chance to hear them, all three of them. And then the assistant coaches as well.
I do have a real quick question that's slightly off of football, and it involves a conversation that we
I'm
had a couple of weeks ago.
I'm not talking about curling today, okay?
I don't want to talk about curling. It's not the Olympics yet. What I want to ask you is what's on BTN tonight?
Do you understand what research tells us?
Yes.
The things you like to talk about, nobody talks about.
Well, this is something I'm telling you right now. People will want to talk about around here. What is on the Big Ten Network this evening? Do you know off the top of your head,
Mister? It's hockey night.
It's a hockey night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Friday's hockey night.
Okay. That's
in fact, I'm going to be on the hockey broadcast in 3 weeks.
All right. So, I can almost accept that. But Penn State, Illinois are going to be wrestling tonight, and it's online.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's a big enough match. I would think that maybe it might be worth putting on television.
But they're ranked 11th in the country. I mean,
15th.
Look, rankings are different in wrestling than they are in other sports. You know, you're playing the 15th ranked team in basketball. It's like, holy crap, all right. You face the 15th ranked team in football. It's like, wow. But some sports don't have the depth. And I we try to be real on this show as much as possible. Okay, I was really impressed when Penn State beat Iowa in the dual meet at Carver-Hawkeye because Iowa's really good. Oklahoma State is going to be coming here at some point. Oklahoma State's really, really good. All right, Minnesota. But after that, who's good?
So is this going to be on the Big Ten app? Let's get to the real question here. How can I watch this tonight?
It sounds like it's on BTN to go.
Well, that's right, because it says watch live online at 7.
And then, who put that out, Penn State or the Big Ten Network?
It's a BTN.com ad, actually, on the story on GoPSUSports.com that talks about the coaches, the new coaching staff.
Okay.
So I just want to be able to watch this thing. That's all I'm asking. Just make it easy for me to watch. Now I have to fill out the form and sign in and create a password. I just want to watch the match.
I understand. And they'll sell it out again tonight. It'll be great. And they'll beat them 33-6. Something.
Wait. I want to make sure I was recording that.
Why?
I want to see if you're right.
I mean, as I said, here's the problem when it comes to dual meets and wrestling. It's like women's basketball. Okay? Women's basketball's biggest problem over the years has been what? No depth.
I was gonna, okay. All right. You're
no
talking
depth.
About the sport. I thought you were talking about the fan base. Or the,
No. Well, this goes to interest.
Okay.
No depth. There's no depth. UConn's awesome. Tennessee was falling back. Baylor, you know, was, but they've fallen back. Notre Dame. Okay, who else? Who else can win the national championship in women's basketball? UConn, Notre Dame. Who else?
Well, I was going to say UConn, but I'd forgot.
No, but I'm saying who else besides those two? In wrestling, outside of Penn State, which is great for Penn Staters because, look, you want to be the one that's the hunted, not the hunter. But Illinois is coming in ranked 15th tonight. It's no competition.
Well, but is this here? But again, I want to go back to the how am I going to watch it? Is this a subscription side of it, or is this actually on the Big Ten website or on the Big Ten app? Well, see, these are the questions that bother me.
People want us to talk about football.
They do. You're right. They want us to talk about football as well. There's no doubt about that.
Your viewing habits. In fact, let me give you the response from anybody in Milton. Figure it out yourself. Tell Kevin to figure it out. We have a lot of football to talk about today, all right? I apologize for interrupting your whatever that was.
Frustration. How's that?
Well, we could do an entire show on that.
That could be a whole week theme.
That's a whole week. So we're going to hear James Franklin, his entire press conference, all right? Or at least the vast majority of it, to give you a feel for it. Then we're going to hear from the coordinators. We're going to start with Bob Shoup and then John Donovan. Every one of them impressive. Brett Pry talking about his how much the PSAC meant to him, which was really cool. Sean Spencer, the new defensive line coach. Dynamic. Dynamic. In fact, I've got a little bit of Sean Spencer right here. I mean, listen to how dynamic this guy is in terms of his approach to everything. I mean, he's something else, the way he just goes at it.
I want them to go like every snap is their last snap. And to me, that's a characteristic of a D-liner. You know, you're going to play fast. We play the run through the pass rush, you know. I want them guys getting off the football. I want them creating havoc in the backfield. And, disrupting the game by TFLs, by sacks, by batted down passes, by establishing the line of scrimmage. I mean, that's really important to me. You know, coming from the SEC now, them cats are trying to run the ball down your throat at times. You know, I mean, we didn't play against a lot of spread teams, but we did play against some spread teams. But there was sometime, man, it was man-to-man, and it was on, right? So, you know, just developing those guys to take that on and focus on their technique, you know. And I talk about minimums all the time, all right? Stance, alignment, assignment, get off. but four minimums, right? You don't need a great amount of talent to do that. But if you can perfect that, right, if you can get in the stance, right, know your assignment, know your alignment, and get off the football, we got a chance, right? The rest of the stuff is going to come with me developing them and the getting into their target and escaping and those type of things. But just working on fundamentals and be fundamentally sound.
A lot of defensive line coaches want to recruit the same guy they want, both an end and tackle. Mm-hmm.
He's going to talk about numbers. How many guys does he want to play?
The ends that typically we've had in the past have really been like those taller guys that can run. I love guys that can run. We'll move at times a lot, and we'll drop in coverage. So you really got to have a guy that can be pretty fluid in doing both of those type of things. Really inside, because of what we do, I look for 2-3 techniques. I want two guys that are, you know, they always talk about, you got that one plugger. Well, I want two guys that can rush the passer, right? Because you don't have to take guys out. And what we did, what we experimented with, it's not a secret, what we experimented with at Vanderbilt was putting 4 DNs on the field in pass rush times. And we did that. It's not a secret. They'll see it on film. And we'll probably do the same thing, you know.
How well that work?
Pretty good, man.
That's Sean Spencer. Do you get a little revved up and listen to these guys? I mean, really. I mean, that's the kind of, and he is considered to be one of the better recruiters. You can tell, can't you? That he's one of the better recruiters that they have in this thing.
The excitement comes through very, very easily in listening to him.
Sure it does. No question about that. So, I mean, you hear it. I mean, you hear the enthusiasm coming through in a guy like that. I mean, he is ready. I mean, to go. You can hear it, and then you see it when you talk to him.
And to me, that's a characteristic of a D lineman. You know, you're gonna play fast. We play to run through the pass rush.
We play to run through the pass rush. That's what they do. But that's, you know, these are the kind of guys. These are your assistant coaches. You're a Penn State fan. These are your assistant coaches. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Kevin says he makes more trips there since starting this show.
Daily.
Does it bother you that you're not on the same page with America?
I haven't been on the same page with America in years. I've come to accept it. I'm fine with it. I'm good. I've made my peace. That's what makes me unique.
Beverages, fresh hot roasted peanuts, pickle bar, and a wide array of snacks. Reagan Street in Sunbury, Brewers Outlet. I don't know, man. It's a struggle for you.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us as we roll through this Friday together. A lot of people often ask, do we talk about things Kevin wants to humor him? Do you feel humored?
Somewhat. A little frustrated at the same time, but that's okay.
Why is that?
Because I can't. I want to watch this wrestling match tonight, and it's not on the app. I just looked on the app. It's frustrating.
I can't help you. I can't help you.
I know.
Moeller's coming into town. I'm going out to eat. I'm not going.
All right, if you're going to the match tonight, please text me updates or tweet me updates. There, let's do that.
Oh, boy. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. A great wide array of snacks, beverages, pickle bar, fresh hot roasted peanuts, all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. I know you want to talk about the fact that the Broncos are wearing orange jerseys.
No, I think there was bigger news today.
Such as?
There might have been some coaching official announcements.
Let's get to it with James Franklin today, talking about his new staff.
Before announcing anything, if my cheeks are a little bit rosy, it's because this head was not made for this weather. Still adjusting. But really, really excited about the staff that we've been able to put together. For me, what I was looking for is really familiarity, guys that I've worked with or known for a very, very long time, guys that I trust, guys that I know how that they're going to interact with the players and these young men that we're working with, how these guys are going to be in the community, and then also have a connection with Penn State from a lot of different perspectives. You know, we feel like we got a really good plan based off our experiences, but you better have a plan that is specific and unique to the institution that you're at. And I think the staff is going to allow us to do that. Also, recruiting is so important. So having guys that have strong ties, not only to the state of Pennsylvania, but this region as well. And I feel like we've done that. You know, the things that I'm always looking for, if you kind of look at the staff, what I'm looking for is I want to surround myself with as many smart guys as I possibly can. And I think you hear that all the time in leadership. People talk about getting into leadership roles and surrounding themselves with really, really talented people, but then they don't do that. A lot of people get intimidated by that. I'm going to surround myself with as many talented people as I possibly can, and you're going to see that on the staff. The other thing is I wanted to surround myself with guys that are loyal. And when I say loyal, loyal to Penn State University, loyal to James Franklin, and are fired up about being here and this opportunity, what I think is one of the more unique opportunities in college football. So you're going to see that. The other thing is guys that are teachers, guys that have a really, really good foundation to understand that coaching is teaching. And we're going to use every resource we possibly can to reach these young men. That's, you know, whether we're giving them playbooks and things in writing, whether we're using the video and all the technologies out there, whether we have walkthroughs, practices, all the different things we do to try to get these young men to understand what we're trying to get done and why. So teachers is something that's very, very important. And then recruiting. I've been a lot of staffs where you have coaches where the coach says, well, this guy's okay because he's a really, really good coach, but maybe he isn't going to be the best recruiter, and we're not going to ask him to recruit. We will not have one guy on this staff that I don't feel is going to be a excellent recruiter. And that's really kind of what we're looking for. So I'll go through the staff right now. Bob Shoup, our defensive coordinator, and will also be coaching the safeties. Bob is a Pennsylvania guy from the Pittsburgh area, was our defensive coordinator, is a Yale grad, very, very sharp, very, very intelligent, has been very, very successful everywhere he's been, has been able to put a top 25 defense together 3 years in a row for us at our last coaching stop. John Donovan, our offensive coordinator, was with us for 3 years as well at Vanderbilt. Before that, I have long ties with John all the way back to our times at Vanderbilt. John's from New Jersey. Again, another guy with strong ties to this area. Went to Johns Hopkins, Yale, Johns Hopkins. I know that they're the first two schools you guys think of when you think of football powers. But again, guys that are very, very intelligent and excited about being here. Charles Huff is going to be our special teams coordinator and coach our running backs. Charles was with us at the University of Maryland, then was with us at Vanderbilt, left and went to the Buffalo Bills. And then we were able to bring him back after his next coaching stop, and is going to coordinate our special teams. A lot of coaches talk about how important special teams are, but you look at the way they practice, you look at the emphasis they put on it, and it's more lip service. We are committed to being great on special teams, and really, really excited about having Charles join our staff as well. Brent Pry, our assistant head coach, co-defensive coordinator, linebackers coach. I've known Brent for a very, very long time. Brent's father's from Altoona. Brent's father was my offensive coordinator in college. He's done a great job for us and everywhere we've been. Had a big impact for us at Vanderbilt, not only in recruiting, not only in dealing with the media and taking some things off my plate as well. Very, very sharp guy, great coach, great recruiter. Josh Gattis, our offensive recruiting coordinator and wide receivers coach, you're going to see. We are going to have a recruiting coordinator on both sides of the ball. That's something that we just want to make sure that we're emphasizing. Josh is going to make sure that from here on out, we have one of the top recruiting classes on the offensive side of the ball is going to get together with Coach Donovan and make sure that we're filling all of our needs and chasing the talent that we need to chase, not only in our great state, but this region, and also nationally, has done a great job. You look at the people that he's worked with and the type of success that he's had with the wide receiver position. Herb Hand will be our run game coordinator and offensive line coach. You guys will get to know Herb really well because he is a beast on Twitter and social media. He's a great guy, great personality. He's going to do a really good job working with our offensive line. He's got tremendous experience, was a part of the Tulsa staff that was the number one offensive unit in the country, if I'm correct on that. But you guys will love getting to know Herb and his family as well. Ricky Ronnie, our passing game coordinator and quarterbacks coach. Ricky played at Cornell, was a graduate assistant for us at Kansas State. Was fortunate enough to bring him with us to Vanderbilt, did a great job developing the quarterbacks. Me and him coached the quarterbacks at Kansas State, helped develop Josh Freeman, a really, really smart guy. Another guy is a Cornell grad. I probably should have mentioned Herb Hand is a Hamilton grad. He gets upset when I don't throw him out there with Yale and those other ones as well. But Ricky Ronnie's a Cornell grad, does a great job, and him and his family are so excited about being here. His wife is from Pittsburgh, so really excited about coming back home as well. Terry Smith is going to be our defensive recruiting coordinator. He's going to coach the corners. I got to know Terry years ago through recruiting and going into Gateway High School, and was always so impressed with him. The fact that he was able to, leave the high school ranks and get some college experience was very important as well. And then for us to be able to get a guy with really strong Penn State ties on our staff, I thought was very, very important, and excited about what he's going to bring to the table. Again, all these guys, so intelligent, great working with kids, passionate about working with kids and making a difference in their lives. And then as you guys will get to know Coach Chaos, Sean Spencer, our defensive line coach. He's another PSAC guy, Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference. He played at Clarion, and was with us at Vanderbilt, was putting together a really, really good defensive line, helps us in a lot of different areas. You're going to see the type of impact this guy has on the team as a whole in terms of bringing energy, relating really well with the players. If you've seen any of the videos, a lot of the pregame speeches and things like that. So really excited about the coaches we put together. You guys will also get to spend some time with Dwight Galt, probably the most important hire that we've made, our strength coach, who I've been with Deej, I think, for over 13 years now. Think the world of him. He's kind of the Yoda of the program. You'll walk by his office. There'll always be players sitting in his room talking to him. Tremendous mentor, for the players. Same thing with the coaches. You see the assistant coaches and myself. I usually bounce every idea I have off of this guy, and he's going to do a really, really good job of developing our guys off the field. I think that was one of the biggest changes that you saw in our program at Vanderbilt over the last 3 years, is how much bigger, stronger, more athletic, more explosive that we got in a very, very short period of time. So really excited about the staff. I feel like we got great teachers. I think we got great coaches. And I think we'll have the most aggressive recruiting staff in America. So I open it up to questions.
Okay, raise your hand, please. We'll bring a microphone.
James, who will call plays? Will it be a combination of you and John? Or how does that go? How does that work?
At this point, me and John have had the discussion, just like we did going into Vanderbilt, that we haven't decided that. We have the same philosophy. It's my offensive philosophy that me and John have evolved with over the last couple of years. We'll see how this thing plans out. I am the CEO of Penn State football. There's a lot of things that need to be done. If I feel like that's going to give us the best opportunity to be successful, then I'll call the plays. But more likely than not, that'll be John's role. John called every single play over the last 3 years at Vanderbilt. I did have recommendations and I did have input, but John called every single play. So we'll see how that evolves.
Coach, it's been crazy the past couple of weeks. Have you and the coaches had any chance to look at the personnel that Penn State has, and have you been able to think about that and what you have here?
Not really. I mean, obviously, you hear things and you have conversations and things like that. You've watched some film, and we have done that. The coaches, we all downloaded film onto iPads and things like that, so while we're traveling, we could take a peek at it. But our priorities right now are in finishing this recruiting class, getting the staff put together, which we were working hard on, and then after signing day, then we'll buckle down and start watching film and start coming up with depth charts and things like that. I think the most important thing is these kids all start with a clean slate and they have opportunity to earn starting jobs. There is no returning starters at any position, every single day these guys are going to wake up in the morning and they're going to earn their job. Obviously, we have guys that have tremendous experience, and you guys all know who they are, but we're going to create the most competitive environment we possibly can. I want these recruits to feel like they have the opportunity to come in and impact the program and earn a spot. So that's how we'll approach it through spring ball, and that's how we'll approach it going into fall camp. We really won't even have a depth chart. We'll do a depth chart this spring. That'll be based on seniority. And we'll do a depth chart in summer camp that'll be based on seniority as well. But the players will, they'll have a pretty good idea of where everybody's at. But I want to make sure that we create an environment where everybody knows you're going to have to wake up every single morning and compete like crazy for your job.
James, how did the transition from the previous staff go with respect to recruiting? Because I'm sure there was a lot of information to digest. And on top of that, how difficult was it to kind of get your head around all the different variables with the sanctions, with the scholarship limitations and that sort of thing?
Yeah, a lot of the discussions with the sanctions, that all happened during the interview process. So I was very, very comfortable with that. The specifics and the details and making sure you understand how that affects the recruiting class and how we were going to approach that. There was a few more conversations that we have with compliance and things like that just to make sure we're all on the same page. But it's been pretty smooth. It's been a scramble. We have not gotten much sleep. We've been ripping and running all over the country, not only in trying to get to see the kids that were previously committed, but also being able to try to close this class out the right way. And it's a fine line because you're trying to fill needs, but you're also trying to bring as much talent as you possibly can. We're kind of at the point right now where we still have a lot of needs, and we're not going to be able to fill all our needs in this class. That's going to take a couple years to do that. So you get to the point where you want to take the most talented players you possibly can, and the guys that are the best fit for Penn State. But that's a process. We're going to end up turning down some really, really good players. We're going to have to turn down some 4- and 5-star players. But that's a good position that you want to be in.
You and your staff have been pretty active on social media. Your predecessor called it Twitter. He wasn't a fan of it. So what are the benefits that you see for you and your assistant coaches to use that?
I'm not a fan of it either, to be honest with you, but it gives me an opportunity to reach audience that I don't have an opportunity to reach other ways. I can get my message out there. We can start talking about things that are important in our program, our core values. It's a way to connect. I think that's one of the things, although this is a huge and passionate, unrivaled fan base, we want to connect. We want to have a very, very personal, intimate relationship with the fans and our alumni. I think that's very, very important. Probably the one mistake that I've made since we've been here is talking about blowing up balloons in people's backyards and not turning down a speaking engagement.
Got that right.
That was a mistake, obviously. But I do think that's important. We do want to reach out. We do want to connect. And social media gives us the ability to do that. I'm always nervous because when I shoot out a tweet, I want to make sure that there's no grammatical or spelling errors in there. Although I don't know if that's the necessary right place to do that. You don't want to be the head football coach at Penn State and shooting out a message that is incorrect. So I usually have 2 or 3 people proofread my work before I shoot it out. Went to East Stroudsburg, got a degree in psychology, not English or grammar, so I want to do a good job with that as well. But it's a tremendous resource to get your message out there.
Yeah. Starting to the new director of football operations. he says, Steve, the thing about the balloons. I looked at him, I said, yeah. I said, I was on ESPN radio that night. I said, I was on Bob Valvano's show, and they asked me about that, and I said, yeah, I can hear the call now. He says, Steve, I really can't make it to that birthday party today. Could you possibly, do you have time to? I'm glad he cleared that up. And then when it's sent to me, then I send Kevin.
Which is fine, because I haven't been asked to blow up balloons in years.
Good. But can I bottom line your wrestling problem?
I think I know where you're going, but go ahead.
You need to pay for it.
Yes, I knew that's where you're going. I figured you were going to use the word cheap. I figured you were going by way of cheap.
All I know is that Jack Ham and I were standing there one day. Jack said, could you get us a soda? You were eager to please, and a moth flew out of your wallet. It just was not. All right, next half hour, Bob Shoup, the defensive coordinator, John Donovan, the offensive coordinator. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Oh, what a wide array of beverages. Have I mentioned beer yet here on the show? What a selection they have. And great snacks. Pickle bar, fresh hot roasted peanuts. You need to stock up for the weekend. It's a big weekend coming up. And imagine how much you'll have to stock up for the Olympics. I'm also in the Sunbury Motors studio. 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Not even justify that with a response.
Do they have, like, snowmobile racing in it?
No, that is a sport, though. There is a sport with that. I guess ski cross would be the closest. The ski cross is pretty awesome, actually. Yeah, you're thinking X Games, I think.
I think there's a lot of basketball going on during these things. All right, we'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915. Sunbury Motor Company has over 300 new Fords and over 100 new Hyundais that must be sold now. Get savings up to $11,000 during the January inventory liquidation event at Sunbury Motor Company. Liquidation means vehicles need to fly off the lot as quickly as possible, and Sunbury Motors will do what it takes to earn your business now. See all of the great deals on new Fords and Hyundais now, because time is of the essence, and if you wait too long, the new Ford or Hyundai you've had your eyes on will be in someone else's driveway. At Sunbury Motor Company, they never pressure you into buying a vehicle you don't want or that's out of your price range. They want to make sure you're getting the best possible deal with the best possible service before, during, and after the sale. This is the time to buy that new Ford or Hyundai, and this is the place. Stop at Sunbury Motor Company now while the selection's at its best. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Okay. Next half hour, Bob Shoup, the defensive coordinator, and John Donovan, the offensive coordinator. Hear from both of them from today's press conference. And then in the final half hour, we'll talk about sports that you love. And last 60 seconds, we'll get into something Kevin likes. You're out of the mainstream. I mean, like, the Olympics.
No, I know. But it's always been that way. It's not like I've just done this recently.
But you want to talk curling on the show.
No, I don't want to talk. I mean, when curling happens, I'll talk about it. But it's not like something I want to talk about during a non-Olympic
year. Everybody else wants to talk about football. Why do you think the Pro Bowl gets a 12.7 rating?
Because it's in Hawaii and everybody wants to feel warm this time of year.
It's football.
I won't watch it.
Next month. What's the most important thing that people want to talk about next month? Not some triple axle. Football about combines and football free agency.
I'll get to that. Give me, like, 16 days of the Olympics first.
Oh, during the Olympics, there's going to be a lot of football stuff going on. You're just not going to like it.
I'll catch
you. You're
going
to sit there and go, I mean, did you see how many targets the guy hit in biathlon while skiing? Impress me. Hit them while you're skiing. Huh?
It's true. I can't argue with that idea.